Meanwhile, over in the United States, several hundred Catholics gathered in the southern U.S. city of Huntsville, Texas, recently for a day of prayer and reflection on the dignity of human life. The event, led by Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, began in the city center near an abortion referral center and ended about a mile away close to the execution chamber of the Huntsville prison. Unlike many other pro-life demonstrations, on this occasion there were no signs or slogans or shouted protests, and the organizers were at pains to point out that this was not about party politics, but simply a day to pray and promote the value of human life at all stages and in all different conditions. Among those taking part in this pilgrimage was one of our regular guests on Vatican Radio. Dale Resinella is a Catholic lay chaplain on Florida's death row and a well-known campaigner against the use of the death penalty in the United States.
Yes, the Pilgrimage for Life in Huntsville, Texas was truly a very beautiful and holy event. The reason it's not described as a protest or a demonstration is that it was very clear that the intent of the organizers and of Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, who was the principal episcopal representative there, there was also Bishop Van and Bishop Gantu, he was very clear that this was intended to be an intense experience of intercessory prayer on the sanctity and holiness of human life from conception until natural death, and that it was not intended to be any way a political demonstration, and that it was not intended to engage with people through discussion or placards or pins. And so we had hundreds of people who together began with Mass, celebrated by Cardinal DiNardo, by the bishops, by about a dozen priests and over a dozen deacons. The attendance at St. Thomas the Apostle Parish in Huntsville, Texas, was so large that the church proper was full, the overflow room in the church hall was full, and two tents outside that had been set up with speakers so that people could participate from outside were completely full. As far as the people who were attending, it was marvelous. African American, Native American, and folks of European ancestry like myself, quite clearly a very broad spectrum of age, of different parts of society, and different ethnic backgrounds, all participating in a prayerful and very reverent procession celebrating the holiness and sanctity of human life.
Now, Dale, you say this was not at all about party politics, and yet it's true to say there's great concern, isn't there, in the Catholic world about these life issues and how they will play out under the next administration of President-elect Barack Obama.
Yes, there is great concern, and there has been concern over the last years at how some of the life issues have played out even under the Republican administration. When I say it's not political, it wasn't a march with placards or posters or chants, but it clearly was a statement. It was a profound statement. The words of the cardinal were a witness. So the voice of the Catholics participating in this prayerful procession, pilgrimage, were raised in prayer and in holy song, but it was a witness, a statement, a testimony that we are standing for life. Now, there are concerns, especially with the Freedom of Choice Act, that a democratically controlled Congress and a democratic administration could move forward on trying to make abortion not just more easily available, not just more easily available in later trimesters, but that it could even try under the Freedom of Choice Act to coerce participation by taxpayers in funding abortion, and try to coerce participation by church institutions such as hospitals. These issues are being raised directly as political issues, and the church is being very vigilant to try and safeguard the freedom to refuse to practice abortion at church facilities, church hospitals, church medical facilities, if this Freedom of Choice Act moves forward as has been promised by the newly elected administration. So yes, you're correct. These issues are on the front burner. The Pilgrimage for Life was a very broad and moving witness of the church's stance for life and against all the culture of death attacks, including abortion, including the death penalty, and including the attacks on the care for the aged and the infirm and the disabled.
This attitude towards all the life issues has been called the seamless garment, hasn't it? An attempt to focus not just on the issue, perhaps, of abortion, which receives so much attention in the political picture in the United States, but also to include the critical question of the death penalty. Are you hopeful that there may be changes on the horizon in the coming months under the new administration?
We are always hopeful, Philippa, and there are reasons to believe that even if the death penalty will not be abolished outright under the new administration, that there will be severe curtailments in many of the injustices that have been so pervasive over the past years. There is hope that new requirements at a federal level for hearing evidence of innocence may be possible, and that this will force the states to deal with the horrendous issues of people who are innocent, even cases like the fellow who is awaiting execution in Florida right now, a Native American, where it came to light that the state literally bought perjured testimony in his case, and yet because of these arbitrary procedural time limits, the Florida Supreme Court felt they had no choice but to go forward and allow his execution. Justice Harry Anstead, who is a Catholic on the Florida Supreme Court, refused to go along with the majority, saying this is absolutely outrageous. This is a bombshell disclosure. How could anyone say that the jury would not have been affected by finding out that the state may have engaged in basically witness tampering? And even so, 6-1, the Florida Supreme Court felt they had no choice but to allow this execution to go forward. These kind of things we are hoping will, under the new administration, be preempted by new federal legislation that will go much further in requiring full hearings on those who have evidence of innocence, even at a late date.
It was perhaps particularly appropriate that this Pilgrimage for Life was taking place in Texas, with the highest number of executions, I believe, anywhere in the United States.
There's no doubt about it. Texas is the heart of the beast when it comes to the use of the death penalty in the United States. As we speak, we have had 1,129 executions in the United States since we restarted the death penalty in 1976. That doesn't include three at the federal level. Texas has done 422 of those, almost 40%. And Houston, the county that Houston, Texas resides in, has itself sent more people to execution than any state in the United States. So Texas is the center of this. But the Pilgrimage for Life, although it ended at the Walls Unit in Texas there in Huntsville where the executions take place. It began at the Planned Parenthood office about a mile from there, which is where people are referred out for abortions. And so this drew a dramatic connection that both these practices are part of the culture of death, which we must stand against in Texas and throughout the United States.
Thanks there to Dale Resinella, Catholic lay chaplain on Florida's death row and a well-known anti-death penalty campaigner in the United States.